Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Grant and Danny with you on The Fan. We are going to get you our confidence points picks before we get out of here tonight for Thursday Night Football on 106.7 The Fan, deep into the evening. Speaking of which, let's turn our attention, Danny, to the Thursday night matchup. I always get a little fired up for NFC East football. I was actually asked today by the little boy at the house. He said, "Dad, what do we do? The Eagles are playing the Giants. How could we possibly root for one of those teams?" And I said, "We always pick the team that helps Washington the most if they win." I said, "Who's that?" I said, "That'll be the New York Football Giants."
"That's your Giants. Roll Lucas." Lucas, I'm sure. Jackson Dart fans thought, "Who's Lucas?
Who's Lucas?"
I have no idea who Lucas is.
Lucas Oil Stadium?
I have no idea where I was going with Lucas. Lucas Dort? I don't know what was on my mind for Lucas.
Lucas Scaramozzi? I think I went to high school with a kid with that name once.
No. Lucas Bond, a guy I knew from high school. That's not him. I have no idea who Lucas was.
Jackson Dart doesn't even look like a Lucas.
There's no Lucas there at all. There's nothing Lucas
Cornelius
about that guy.
Cornelius Lucas.
Who?
You're on the clock.
What Lucas was I thinking? George? Star Wars related
George
stuff?
George Lucas, back to me.
What are we doing?
Lucas. Lucas. Greg Louganis? That's different.
No. I won't allow it.
Lucas. I think I have to tap out.
Yeah, LucasArts, a subsidiary made by George Lucas. I don't know. I got nothing. Anyway, yeah, Lucas Dort. Dort.
4-1, the Philadelphia Eagles. 1-4, the New York Giants. This is a matchup. 7.5-point spread in New York tonight for the visitors. I like the Eagles to cover that number. Short week. Jackson Dart was banged up, missed some practice time. He's going to play, but he's got a hamstring. I don't know if he's going to be 100% or if he even finishes the game. Maybe you got to go to the bullpen at some point. And there's something about the Eagles, too, where Philly, just when it seems like things start to go sideways or the walls are caving in just a tad, they seem to just come together a little bit. And like, it's the most dramatic good team, as I talked about yesterday, ever. But they feed off of this in a sense.
Yeah, this feels like what they do, right? Where it's, you know, the train is sort of teetering. It's, oh, this is the time. Here comes the crash. And then it gets right back on the tracks. This feels like if I'm the Giants, damn it, they lost last week, right? And all the everything swirling post-team meeting. We're the team, if I'm the Giants, we're the team that you want to play post-team meeting. This feels to me like an Eagles shellacking tonight.
Shellacking? Like, wow, Eagles, you think they're going to blow
I think the Eagles
out.
Are going to roll tonight.
Yes, this will be in your confidence points picks.
It will not. I don't believe it. I don't believe it that hard. But that's my prediction.
You just use shellacking, and you're not going to go with it in your confidence points?
No.
Okay. 24-13 is kind of what I'm thinking. I just feel like it's one of those games where the Giants turn the ball over a couple times. Drives don't result in points. They're going for a couple fourth and ones they don't pick up or whatever. And it's competitive enough, but there's never a moment at any point where you think they're going to win. It's kind of how I feel about this one. But Eagles get to 5-1, all be well in their world. And all of a sudden in the NFC East, you're Washington, you're a fan, you're looking up at Philly. They keep stacking pennies, man. If they're 5-1, the Commanders have to beat the Bears to keep up, be within a game of Philadelphia, still play them twice. You can't slip up, though, because now you're two games back, still playing them and splitting it best, probably. So it just puts a little more pressure on Washington, on Dallas, the rest of the division going into the weekend ahead. You can get that early Thursday night win out of the way.
Without a doubt. So you get to, you know, kick your mini bye week. You go through hell right there, the short week, and it's harder, especially after they lost this past week, and you have the airing of grievances, Festivus poll involved and everything else. And now you go to, a divisional rival with a great chance to get back on track and be 5-1.
I don't have a rival here. Yeah. Let's go to Darius Dameron for the latest scoreboard update on confidence points picks as we get ready to tell you who we've got going into the weekend.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
And while it's important to not finish last, the person currently in last place is our previous winner. Ryan has 10 points and is currently in last place. Me and Danny are tied in third place with 11 points each. Grant's in second place with 14. Toby in the lead with 16 points.
Okay, if I join for a second, everybody's fine with that, right? We're all buddies. We're all in this thing together. You and Danny being tied is not new. It's just normally that you guys are at the bottom of the standings.
This is correct, yeah. But hey, we got the edge over Ryan right now, so we'll take it.
Clary, what's going on over there, bud? Hey, bud.
Hey, bud.
You know, I didn't pick the Lions for the first few weeks, and I picked them this past week. I think I just got to go back to my bread and butter, man. Cup of coffee.
It wasn't broken. You tried to fix it. Backfired on you a little bit.
It was bad, but I think we'll be back.
Did we pick a punishment yet?
No.
For this season?
I don't think we picked a punishment last year either.
We did. So Darius owes us two things, actually, having lost 2 years in a row.
Uh-huh.
And it's not even like he's welching. He's not going full Houtier on this thing. He's just, we haven't forced him to do it yet. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yes, I do.
Like, we haven't actually been aggressive in saying, hey, you got to make it happen. But Darius owes us a photo shoot at Sears where he has to wear like a Speedo and a towel and goggles and do like one of his poses with a baseball bat where he's like acting like a baseball player. Just a bunch of props and stuff. We want to get those, like, Jostin's photos in the big package that comes.
Totally, yeah.
We'll find out, actually, when he's wearing the Speedo, whether that's the case or not. But then he's also got a second punishment that he's doing.
What was the second one?
He's got to sell lemonade out here on Half Street. Supposed to be before a Nats game, but the season's over.
Yeah.
But
we missed our window there, didn't we? We only had 80-some days.
There's going to be another Nats game coming.
There's a Chris Brown concert tonight.
It's true.
Could do that.
Until, sell some lemonade.
Until he makes $20 selling 50 cents worth of lemonade at a time, he's got to be out there selling lemonade on a lemonade stand on Half Street that he sets up. So, hey, he owes us two punishments.
Mm.
I still think losers got to get a cat. I'm trying to push the cat thing.
You really are hammering the cat thing. Not as much as Ryan pushed the, like, live in a cage and have vegetables thrown at you.
That was weird.
For months at a time.
You got to get in a cage and wear a mask and be on a leash and we'll throw apples at you.
You'd be naked. Everyone was wearing a mask and they torment you and video it.
That was tough.
That was like your first week on the show.
Yeah,
you were excited.
I was really excited for it. I thought I had a great idea and then everyone just looked at me like I was a psycho. And I was kind of like, all right. Okay.
Three or 4 years later, looking back at young Clary's idea, were we the wrong ones or were you the wrong one there?
I mean, I still think it'd be a good bit.
Yeah.
But
for fraternity hazing.
For who?
Yeah. Not for you guys and not for Danny. I think Danny, I don't know.
Not
I think Danny
HR
lost
department.
That.
But Grant would be fine. Living in a cage, getting veggies thrown at him.
I don't know.
Big fan of being naked in a cage on a leash.
Yeah. Danny couldn't handle it, but Grant would be just fine and dandy.
I'm a bet payer. I pay my dues.
Yeah.
All right. Order of the standings, 3-point play. First place, Toby?
That would be me. I'm going to go to a game just up the road in Baltimore. Give me the Rams -7.5 against Baltimore, who's likely to be without Lamar Jackson and half of their defense again, or at least they're going to be without Lamar. The Ravens have struggled even when Lamar plays. They were awful last week against a Texans team that had struggled. The Rams coming across the country, a little bit worried about that, but I think they'll be all right. Give me the Rams -7.5 against the Ravens.
Like that, that's a big number. I'll take 3-point play. I'm going against my better judgment here. This is a smell test spot, Danny. This is one of those where the line doesn't make any sense. Something's a little fishy here.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to take the Seattle Seahawks catching a point and a half in Jacksonville. Jacksonville's lived a charmed life. I think they stubbed their toe a little bit. Seattle's coming off of a loss. That's a good football team. They're right there in what should be a pick'em game. It's like minus 100-ish on the money line. I think minus 105. I'm going to take Seahawks plus 1.5 points for three.
So the public is all over Jacksonville. Give me also Maryland Eastern Shore taking on Timonium State. They're 5-point underdogs. But the hold on, let me say this. The sharp money's coming in on Timonium State. Take the points. Give me the Buffalo Bills, -4.5, Monday Night Football, part of a double dip, the chip. It's like putting your whole mouth in the dip. They play the Falcons. I don't think the Falcons are all that good. I think the Falcons, we saw their best. I think they're fraudulent. Buffalo coming off a loss. I think it's woodshed time.
Speaking of teams that stink, the New York Jets stink, and Denver is going to have Denver has a -7 advantage over them. I'm going to take Denver's -7. Denver's rolling. I think that Philly win is just going to launch them to the stratosphere of rolling off some wins here over the next few weeks, and this is going to be one of them. So Denver -7 over the Jets over in London.
Speaking of teams that stink also, the Kansas City Chiefs are taking on the Detroit Lions. I've got the Lions +2.5. They are underdogs. I think they win this game outright by a touchdown. Watch out for a big night for Jared Goff. He seems to do pretty well in primetime games, especially against Patrick Mahomes. So I like the Lions covering +2.5. 2-point play for me. The 49ers have to go across the country to take on the best team in the NFC right now, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Give me the Bucs -3. They're rolling. And I still don't know what's going on with Brock Purdy, if it's going to be Mac Jones. Either way, both those guys are banged up. So give me the Bucs -3.
I'm going to take a bad Raiders team laying 4.5 points at home against the Tennessee Titans. I just think the Titans are more bad. I think Vegas wins this game by a touchdown or so. More physical, runs the football with Ashton Jeanty. I'll take the Raiders -4.5.
Carolina's awful. They've won a couple of games, so people don't know that they're awful, but they're awful. They have a football game. I'm picking against them. Give me Dallas -3.
Dylan Gabriel's second career start is going to be at Pittsburgh against a Pittsburgh team that's coming off a bye week. So I got Aaron Rodgers and Pittsburgh hanging -5.5 over Cleveland.
I think Mike Tomlin off a bye is kind of Andy Reid-esque too. His numbers with an extra week are pretty damn good covering the spread.
Ben Johnson alert, unfortunately. I've got the Bears +4.5 against the Commanders. This is going to be a shootout. Ben Johnson is going to scheme it up against his defense. I do think the Commanders win this game, but it's going to take a Hail Mary at the end. So Ben Johnson and the Bears +4.5.
Ben Johnson alert. Ben Johnson alert.
I'm going to repeat the same line that Danny loved from a couple of weeks ago. It's so big, I've got to take it. Cincinnati +14.5 against Green Bay. Joe Flacco's back, and it's the second time he's going to face the Packers in the last couple of weeks. He's going to know a little bit of something to keep it within two touchdowns. It's so big, I got to take it. Cincinnati +14.5.
You got no choice.
Gigantic line for sure. I'll go opposite Ryan Clary here. We'll go head to head. I like the Commanders to cover 4.5 on Monday Night Football against the Chicago Bears. I think they run the ball all over Chicago. I think that's a terrible defensive team. I think they win the game something like 27-20. Now, you know what? They're scoring 30. I'll say 34-27, something like that. They get a win over the Bears.
Drake May on the road? Not a problem. They're in New Orleans. Is New Orleans really going to win back-to-back games? The answer to that is no. Give me the Patriots -3.5.
I'm going to take a close-to-average line. It's not quite average. It's above average, but close to average. That line is -7.5.
Average for what?
Average.
Good Lord, Darius.
That's what they say, average. You know, average is close to 7.5. Right?
Wow. Okay.
The Rams over
There's
top
a joke
of the
to be made here.
I'm not making it.
I'm not going to make the joke.
I won't do it.
There's a joke about Darius being the one saying that and not me.
No.
Or Danny.
What are you insinuating?
Nothing.
Unreal. The Rams -7.5 over the Ravens. Toby already covered this game. No way that the Ravens are going to be able to bounce back after losing Lamar Jackson and half their defense.
My wife just texted me. Awkward transition. She said, can't read that one.
Nope.
No, I'm just kidding. She said, I'm still for vanity plates being picked out by everybody else. I think that's pretty good, actually. You have to pay for your vanity license plate that everyone else picks what it says for the whole calendar year. until next year when someone else loses confidence points picks.
That actually is a good one.
We all get to pick what it says. It's kind of good.
Yeah, because the DMV won't let you say like terrible things.
I don't think we would make it terrible.
No, but I'm saying so like it limits it. So it's actually like it's embarrassing, but it's not the worst thing in the world.
I think it could be really embarrassing. Yeah. If we really put our heads together and do something good, it could be pretty fun. I just want it to be something you have to constantly answer a question about. You get out of your car and someone's like, that say?
What does that say?
Whatever it is.
What is that?
Danny driving around with a license plate that says Hot Mama or something.
Exactly.
Quite literally.
Exactly.
Something like that. Ryan, you're in last place, right?
Yeah, I'm in
last
place.
You have less points than anybody else?
I have less points than anyone else.
So we've done this for 5 weeks, and you've accumulated the lowest point total?
The lowest point total.
All right, then you're up with your one-point play.
I've got the Bengals plus 14.5. Way too many points. I like Joe Flacco better than I like Jake Browning, I think. But I also think that Jordan Love is going to just Jordan Love it at this point. They got to cover. 14.5 points. I'm going to take it. Plus 14.
Joe Flacco. There's a lot of Flacco support in the studio over there.
All of a sudden.
Toki's a big Flacco guy. Who knew? And Clary's right behind him.
It's so big, I got to take it.
I've heard that about that point spread. By the way, I agree with that philosophy. In the NFL, when spreads get over like 12 or 13, it's really hard to get a cover. You know what I mean? Who's taking a cover in that spot? Now, it happens occasionally, but I would bet, I'd have to look this up, I'll bet you way under 50% does a team cover 13 or more. In this league?
I don't know. I think if it gets that high, there's a reason.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I don't
agree.
Know. I don't have the data on it, and I'm sure some dude that like talks really fast then never is accountable to what he actually predicted happens on one of these
AI
bet type
can
shows.
Answer this really. I'm going to ask AI.
I don't know the numbers. Not like Billy the Better Guy.
See if you can figure that out. How often does a team that's favored by 13 or more points cover that number in the NFL over the last bunch of years? My guess is it's sub 50%. Because the backdoor cover is alive.
The backdoor is powerful there.
It's huge.
I'm gonna say it's over 50% because usually that happens when a team is just so moribund and so terrible that they just can't get out of their own way.
But I just think in this league, like the terrible team doesn't get blown out when they're supposed to very often.
For the record, the one that I took last time was 15.5 for the Saints against the Bills, and they covered.
Not only did they cover, they gave them a hell of a run for
their
money.
They were frisky.
That's kind of my point, I think.
All right, so this one historical data point says that in 64 NFL games with a closing spread of exactly 13 points, the favorite covered only 9 times.
9 times?
Guy,
this semester?
What I'm saying.
9 times?
Out of how many? 50?
60-something.
64 games.
Yeah, not even close to half the time. Because this league, if it was easy to predict, then everyone would just do it.
Well, then how is any time there's a slightly large spread, everyone not like putting their mortgage on that? That's whatever. That's,
well, because you lose your mortgage.
Well, you know what I'm trying to say.
Percentage of the time.
That's 80-some percent.
Yes, that's my point. And that is actually something bettors do a lot, actual, you know, good bettors, is when there's a gigantic spread, they take it in the NFL. That's one of the governing principles, I think, of betting is like, if you're it's literally Toby's philosophy, who's in first place right now.
That's true.
He looked for the biggest line and he says, I'm jumping on that.
It's so big he had to take it. He said it twice.
I'm missing something. Everyone loves that line
a lot. Toby's not missing it. He's got it. He's got it a couple different times.
Apparently. I want to like that line as much as you guys do. I'm sure there's fun innuendo in there. I'm not really getting it.
I think if you think hard enough.
No. Oh, hard enough. Yeah, now I'm getting
it. See what I'm saying? Like, normally, like, you know, I'd normally pass, but like, look at it. I got to take that line that's so big. Betting line.
Right.
Betting line. For wagering.
Indeed.
Mm-hmm.
Tomorrow's show, Reston.
Charbar. The Charbar.
Food will be consumed.
Yeah.
Here's what I want to do tomorrow.
Okay.
I don't know if I'm allowed to do this. I'm going to ask CK about this.
Oh.
I'd like to have a smoky old fashioned. I don't think I can stay after the show to have a smoky old fashioned. We're not the junkies.
No.
And we're not doing a drinking show.
No.
It's just one old fashioned. What do we think Slacks would think about me just having an old fashioned?
Sipping on an old fashioned? Towards the end of the program?
Yeah, like, well, no, I want to do it early.
Oh. You want to be a little loose for the 3 o'clock hour?
I think during my lunch, 12:30 or so. A little old fashioned.
Wow, dude.
Smoky old fashioned.
That's an alcoholic beverage.
It looked so good. And the way they do it, they put it in this glass case of emotion.
The smoking glass.
And the smoke fills it up. It sits in there for like a minute or two.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
They open it. Everything smells kind of like, I don't know, in mass when they just lit the candles and shake the thing. And you can smell like the ashes everywhere or whatever. It just looks so good, man. Might be an old-fashioned situation for me tomorrow. I'm just letting you know.
Okay. What should I do? Do I have to do anything?
I don't think you have to do anything.
Okay, nice.
Probably have a nice tea.
Yeah.
Eat a bunch of stuff.
Yeah.
Don't share it with me.
That's my plan. Every part of that is my plan.
Just stick to your, you know, keep to yourself.
Yeah, yeah.
While other people are talking, I'm just going to eat.
Yeah.
Just do your normal thing.
I was going to say, do me. I got it.
Run out of the show the second it ends.
Yeah, pretty much.
The football discussion on The Fan is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. Big thanks to Darius, Toby, Ryan for their hard work on the show as always. If you missed Paul Taboni in studio for the better part of the first hour today, go podcast that wherever you get your audio. We got a brand new episode of Take Command that dropped. There will be a brand new episode of Bustin' Loose Baseball coming your way as well for Nats fans. Grant and Danny saying so long. We'll see you tomorrow at Char Bar at the JW Marriott in Reston from 2 to 6:30.
Thank you for coming.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.